Good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening, good evening. We are pleased to see. Good. Today's fast-paced, gentlemen. I hope you had a good day. Whether you tend to work in air-conditioned premises or non-air-conditioned premises, this here is air-conditioned. So we better do something for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Pardon? Oh, good, good, good. That's the way it's got to be. That's the way it works. Very good. Rabbeisat, tonight is many interesting halachas about fasting. Fasting, and can you pay out, Rabbeisat? Is there a way you can pay instead of fasting? You know, some people will do anything as long as they can get to their schnitzels. They'll do anything for it.
I thought I
only
gave you your seat.
Oh. What's better, to fast or to pay? Some people will do anything for their food. Others, we're just talking about food. Dovah be'itoy ma'toy. We're talking about food. So Rabbi says some people will do anything as long as they can get to their food. Others will do anything not to pay. Oh, Ashkech, I'm not going to have. Thank you very much.
If I don't put it there, it will look really vague. I'm only trying to pass.
Others will do anything to. Is it such a thing as instead of paying, instead of fasting, can you pay to get out of the fast? Does that work? How would that work? Good question. Also, we want to know. If somebody, a very interesting halacha, Rabbi Yisrael, which we'll be discussing tonight. An interesting halacha we'll discuss tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, is the following. What is the halacha if somebody said he will fast, I'm going to be fasting so and so many days. But it happens to be the summer days. What time is Shkia nowadays? Shkia is after 9 o'clock. So, you know, it's like, I can't fast. And, you know, Nacht is at 9:30. Forget it, that's too much. Instead of that, I'm going to save my fast. I'm going to do it. Don't worry, I'm going to do it. But I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it Chanukah time. I'm going to do it Chanukah. You know, okay, so week before, week after. I'm going to, you know what? It saves myself because I'm just skipping. It's basically skipping breakfast and lunch, right? Just having a late lunch kind of thing. So instead of, if you say, I'm going to fast. Yes, I know, I've done this. I will. But just not right now. I'm going to wait for the summer days. Does that work? Yes or no? These, amongst the other halachas as well, will be discussed tonight in Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, we are in Siman, Tov, Kuf, Samach, Ches. We learn Sif Ayin with great Chizik and Cheshek, and we also did part of Sif Beis. We are in the bottom line of Sif Beis. In fact, the very last word of the page of 86. V'chein. So, I know I'm in the middle of a sentence, but that's what we're up to, I'm afraid. And this is the halacha that we started yesterday, and we're continuing tonight. Are you able, is it permitted to, we spoke about this concept of loive v'peirea, which basically means paying back. So, today, I was meant to fast, I changed my mind. I saw this 7-layer cake. Was it 7 layers? Yosla, how many?
It wasn't.
About 7 layers. I couldn't keep myself. It just didn't happen. The fast just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. I saw the 7-layer cake, plus that nice coffee, and the ice cream, and, you know, the iced coffee as well. It just didn't happen. So can I just do that? Lechatchil, and say, you know what, I'm going to switch with another day. I know I'm meant to fast, but I want to change it to another day. So does that work? So the halacha yesterday we learned that if you are vague about your personal acceptance of fast. I'm going to fast. All right, I'm going to fast. But you didn't say today. You didn't say tomorrow. You didn't say which day specifically. So you were vague. When you didn't specify which. So then the halach is, yes, sure. You want to change. You could have been your fast until chatzos, till 2 o'clock, till whatever. But you want to swap. Fine, you can fast. Change. Feel free. Feel free to swap. Very good. So if you are mekabel the day before, which we said you're meant to do, if you are mekabel the day before, then it's considered this day I'm going to fast. I've accepted my fast for this particular day. Then the halacha we said is you can't swap. You got to fast. Now, that's halach we just saw now. What about the Tanas Chalom? Rabbi said Tanas Chalom is one of those things that the Gemara speaks so much about, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it in so many places. Tanas, if somebody's got a bad dream, you got to fast. I just saw yesterday that the Pesonei HaKefisha was very makbid about Tanas Chalom. In fact, when somebody's got a bad dream, the Gemara says, you must fast.
Oh,
you
okay.
Yeah, then it's the because the Gemara says that the way the mechanics of a Tanas Chalom is, you have to fast on that very day. Therefore, by definition, you can't be mekabel of fast because it's a dream you had during the night. So you've got to fast on that day, stops after the dream. The Gemara says that it burns it burns away the potence of the dream if you fast on that day. So obviously, you can't swap that with another day. You've got to fast on that day. So Rabbi Shonaka Fisher, he had a dream about somebody having a terrible tragedy. A colleague of him in Yerushalayim, a further person in Yerushalayim, this must be, I guess, in the 1970s, 1980s, and he had a dream, and then he fasted on that day. Shonaka Fisher was very mak, but he had a lot of Tanas Chalom. He had a lot of dreams that he remembered, any other times bad dreams. So he fasted on that day. He had a bad dream, he fasted on that day. The next day, do you know what happened to this particular individual, this Ploini Almoini? He had a safe, his house burnt down. His whole house burnt down, and all his possessions got burnt. So Rabbi Shonaka Fisher said, yeah, but how is he? He said, yeah, he's fine, Bokshem, he didn't get hurt. He said, well, good I fasted. Good I fasted, because even for that fast, it saved his life. He actually was very busy, which is interesting as well. Bishanka Fisher then, he was very busy, he felt a certain responsibility. He collected all the funds for the re-establishment of that family that Nebuch lost all that, all the house burnt down, all the possession of it got ruined. So he made an effort, he actually personally took it upon himself to finance for that tragedy in that particular family. So here, Tanas Chalom. I know we've discussed in the past that Tanas Chalom nowadays might be different, but as a principle, as a concept, Tanas Chalom is important. Here we're learning, don't swap Tanas Chalom with another day. That's not going to work. Top of the next page. Of course. Says the Rambam. Can you swap Shivasa Betamus, Tisha B'Av, Tanas Esther? I can't fast in Tanas Esther. It's just too busy. It's too busy. It's not going to happen. I'm going to do it the week after Purim. Can you do that? Of course you can't. Tanas Tzibur, public fast, cannot be swapped. Interesting. The Rambam does find it necessary to point this out, but yes, you can't. What about Sheni Chamishi Sheni, the Bahap fast? Can you swap those? Inconvenient to do the Monday fast, which you plan to do and you want to do, but it doesn't work out so great on that day. Nice party taking place. You want to swap it with another day, can you? You're going to fast, can you swap it, or does it lose all its potential by, like a public fast, you can't swap it? What would you say? Sheni Chamishi Sheni. For somebody who does fast, you can't. Says the Ramah, Miu, Tanas Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Shenoyagim Leisanis. However, when it comes to the custom of fasting on Monday, Thursday, after Yom Tovim, Leisanis Acha Pesach Vesukas, Oi! Or even the custom of Basiyas Mechuvah, the Yidnu fast on Asiyas Mechuvah. The Erev Bohem Bris Mila, and for instance, the Bris Mila taking place on that Monday or that Mitzvah Lechol, you've got to eat. The Ein Tzarich HaTorah, you do not need our Torah. Also, you don't need to fast another day instead of that. So, in other words, Kiloy Noagulis Anus Bechai Gavna. So, if there is a reason why you're not going to fast on that Sheni Chamish Sheni, or there is a reason why you are not going to fast on Sesi Metshuva, which normally you would fast, but there's a Siyum, there's a Simcha, there's something, or perhaps you're not well, or whatever happens that you can't fast. Those particular fasts, which are subject to a date, you don't swap them. You don't swap them. If you're not going to fast, don't fast. For Shalom Al Yisrael, there's no point swapping them over. So the only time that you really manage to swap over is for something which is a very private fast, which you planned, you wanted, you had, you're going to fast on a particular day, it didn't work out, you fast another day instead. Now, with regards to a siyum or a bris that breaks the fast, that's only if you are going to eat on the, in that particular place. If they only send the food home, you take a pickle home, you take the lakshan kugel in your right pocket, you take the kartoffel kugel in your left pocket, and you put the chalent in this pocket over here, and you're going home with it, then in such a case, you obviously can't break the fast at home, because the only idea why you can break the fast is participating in that simcha in the particular location where it's taking place. I'm continuing on the next page. Ve'im kibel, I'm turning to page 88. Im kibel avatanis mincha tzorech les'anois, and that's the initial halacha we said earlier, which is the crucial and essential halacha. If you were mekabel the tanis beforehand, whether it's sheni chamishi sheni or sesi v'tshuva, if that's what you pointed out, I believe, if you accepted the fast on mincha beforehand, I will fast tomorrow. That's what you said. You know the nusach we saw in Isidurim. I'm going to be fasting tomorrow. Then, whether it is a bris, whether it is a siyum, whatever is taking place, doesn't matter. You must fast. Why? Because you accepted the tanis the previous day. So Rabbi said this is really important. Everything we discussed until now is if you didn't accept the tanis beforehand. No. Kabbalah's tanis is very, very hard to be. You need a Pesach and a Neder. We actually will talk about this. You know, hold the gardens, it's a good one. You need that, yeah. Okay, yeah. I believe the understanding means that there's no point. Yeah. Okay, now, and here comes the point that we've got to think about in a larger context as well. Top line 88. So this is a general rule. Some say that if you are mitztayer habe betanisoi, if you are in great pain, agony, difficulty to fast, yochol liftoisei bemamoin, you can, how are we going to say liftoisoi? You can redeem yourself bemamoin with money. V'huadin and similarly be'oines acher with a different difficult circumstances, if there's an oines, you can redeem yourself by giving momoin, money. V'nira, this seems dafka b'shekibdol of tanis be'alma, this is only referring to a privately accepted fast. Havel kibla derech neda, here you go Rabbi Yossel, but if you're accepting is as a proper neda, tzorech lekayim neda, you must fulfill your neda. Okay, Rabbi said, this is really relevant. This is if you are fasting without particular acceptance of a fast. So for instance, an example will be a bahab, which there's a public acceptance generally, or days which are semi-public fast days. Now, okay, so we learn you can redeem yourself. You can redeem yourself with money. Why? Why does that work? Can I give tzedakah instead of, I don't know, putting on tefillin, I don't know. Can I give tzedakah instead of making a bracha, I don't know. Why is it that when it comes to a tanis, I can give money instead of doing the tanis? I know it's a weak comparison, but let's just get clear. Why is it that giving momoin instead of a fast is good? Why? Why? Yeah. Very good. That's it. Absolutely. Says the Mishnah, once if gotten Chav Gimel, in line with what you're suggesting, Yochalif Toysim Mishum to Umdon the Daita Dadochi Kibel, it is a general accepted understanding that you have accepted the fast on these terms. The Tainis Nechshav Litztoke. The whole idea of a Tainis is Stoke. Fikiven Shinoisin Dmechelbe Vedomo Elanim Yotza. Since you have given, as it were, the financial figure of your chelbo, your fat, domo, your blood, you've given the financial amount of that to the stocker, you're still yotze. So, it's based on the understanding that when you're accepting a tanis subconsciously, you mean to say, there is a financial value for that, and if I want to change my mind and give tzedakah, that's fine as well. Subconsciously, when you're accepting a fast, it's subject to certain conditions, and if you want to redeem it with money, that's fine as well. A very good question. Very good question. I think the next mishnah is going to help your question a little bit. How much money are you meant to give? So how much? Okay, tachlis. Rabbi say how much? Okay, how much are we talking about? Let's look. Okay, how much is it? How much is it worth if we break it fast? How much is it worth if you break it fast? £20? Depends if you're before or after supper, I think. Before supper, it might go a bit up. After supper, it decreases. Meal, how much is a meal?
£10
a meal?
£8?
£8? Anybody more? You've had supper already. You've had supper. You've had supper already, no? Yeah, supper, yeah. Before supper, you'll pay more. When you're hungry. Yeah, who's not that supper? Who's not supper? Yeah, how much? £8? That's it? Chai? 18. £10? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Matching campaign, yeah, it's going to go. But more mind says Mishavuah, Shira Pidin, how Oshel if you Oshoy. So it's all relative, Abu. So it's all relative, depends on your financial circumstances and how much you're going to spend on your meal. That time, Mishum says, Shokul Tsara Moment, that goes to you, Prime Minister Berlin. Shokul Tsara Moment, Naked Tsara Tanis. It's got to be, you see, it's about afflicting some pain. We are not the religion that believes in causing pain to yourself for the sake of it. But, yes, there is, who said, tshuva. Who said tshuva? There is an element of tshuva in causing discomfort, in having a bit of discomfort. Yes. Yes, there is.
Brishus.
Yeah, matanot levyonim, yeah.
So you have to give a meal.
That's right. Exactly. Absolutely. You're right.
You've got about £8-10.
£8-10.
No, you said to me a different one.
Yes, so it's about it's the same figure. You're right. Now the Mishnah Berurah does say over here that it depends. Mishum shokul tzara mongin egetzara tanitz al ken bechol echod lefi mashu. So it's got to cause a bit of, how should we call it? A bit of a
feel the pinch.
That's it. So don't get away instead of fasting by giving this 50, you know, the vouchers, the 50p vouchers. No, that's not right. It's just not right. It's not right. So you've got to find something which you feel, as I like to explain, you feel the pain. So how much is it? Everybody according to his own. People on a slightly more tighter budget, it's going to be a bit more tight. Somebody who lives grand, who, you know, at the end of the week, £100 missing won't make a difference. So good for them. But then also, you've got to do that on your, if you want to redeem the fast, it's got to be felt as well in such a way as well. So it's going to be consistent. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. But, yes, here's the concept. You can redeem a private fast by giving tzedakah. It does work. It does work. A private fast can be redeemed.
If there was like a semi-public fast.
Yes, Sheni Chamishi, Sheni, Shoivavim, etc. Yes, and Mishnah Berurah says, no, so good question. So what it appears from the poskim that you won't have to give, you're redeemed altogether. You're cancelled. It's cancelled, and therefore you won't have to. No, you don't need to. Mishmu says, I didn't read it inside, but the Mishmu says there's no requirement to mashlim, and no requirement to make up for it, and no make up to mashlim, no reason to mashlim. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, good. Wow, that's the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to get to that. That will get to the Mishnah Berurah. Where does the Tanna's Dibur come from? We'll get to that. Fascinating concept, yeah? Now, okay, so Rabbi say it could be, I don't know, I'm just suggesting. Those of us who don't fast on the semi-public fasts, Shoivavim, Bahab, Asiyasim, Etshuva, those of us who don't take so many private fasts upon ourselves when really we should, it could be that the reasoning is, the rationale is because it's hard to fast nowadays, we're working, it's difficult, we're weak. Alright, okay, but perhaps it would be right on those days to make up for a bit, or to give a bit of stock instead. Maybe it's something worth knowing, but there will be other approaches in the Shulchan Aruch later. Now, Siv Gimel tells us the following, Rabbi Yisrael, third line, Mishan Adal Esanu Sach Tanyos. Okay, this person now, he feels really bad about Avera of, you know, he dropped the Sefer Torah. I don't know. It was bad. You know, he robbed the bank. I don't know. He feels bad. Chilul Shabbos. He ate something which, well, he just realized there was no Hechsher on it. Mishnah list. Therefore, he said, I'm going to fast 40 days. I'm going to fast 40 days for this. And he means it. He wants to do it. But as we mentioned earlier, he says, no, it's okay. I'm going to fast, but not in the summer. It's just too late. I'm going to do it in the winter. Can you push it off for the winter? Yes or no? What would you say? He didn't say summer, he didn't say winter. He said, I'm going to fast 10 days. He didn't say when, summer, winter. Can you wait half year till it gets a bit more easy? Yeah, pardon? He said that he's like getting out of it. But Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Noda Leis Anoy, what did you say? He can push it off or not? Misha Noda Leis Anoy Sach Tanyos, Yochoy Litchoy Saman Yemei Zechoyrev. Yeah, you can push it off till the winter days. Now, Rabbi said this was said in the Shulchan Aruch. Where did the Shulchan Aruch live? The Mechaba? In Tzfas. Now, there, the difference between winter and summer is. How much is the difference in Tzfas? That's the soil. The whole difference between winter. You just come from. It's nothing, yeah. Here, if you're talking about the earliest. Here, this is a real difference. Now you're getting out of. You know, it's like basically difference between, like, you're talking about. You're talking about a huge thing. Yeah, 6 hours different. So yeah, you can. If you can, Shulchan Aruch says you can do it. You can change. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, it's fine. The call echad mikiyoyim says the. At the end of the day, is it called a day? Yes. Did you fast the full day? Yeah. Did you fast until nightfall? Yeah. So. It's good enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chavov. Mishnah Berurah Leisanis V'Adin LeMishnah Ischav Leisanis Mekach Tshuva. Whatever the reason is why you're fasting, makes no difference. You can push it off for the winter. Sifkot Chav Zan Yochel Itchosim Roitzeloy Ma'af Da Neid Ahoya B'Me'akaitz. Although his Neid's acceptance was in the summer days. Mikol Mokim Yochel Itchosim. You can push it off. He never said explicitly it's going to be. He never said it's going to be in the summer. So day is a day. Finished. Pardon? So his laying is tshuva. We wait normally a whole year for tshuva until you know the.
Well, that's another question. If he's got Yom Kippur in the middle.
It doesn't cancel it off. Where does it cancel off?
He's coming at the end of Sivan. So
it's a good question.
He's going to fast how many days? And then Yom Kippur comes. So that wipe the sleep in.
So I don't know if the Mishnah says if Kodesh Chofches Adim Eschayiv I'm going to avoid the Hainu Dafke Benenas. It's not ideal to do that. Sheino Chalekaim Tech. Only if he's really unable to do it now. But Belavo Chi Einu Rishayit Choisam Techashin On Shem Yomus. Mishnah Morgan Avom is a bit of a gives a bit of a disclaimer. It says, do you know for sure you're going to live that long? Who knows? It's a bit of a. It's a bit of a, how should you call it? A bit of a, what's the word for it? A bit of a, what? Oh, yeah, that's it. The humbling approach a little bit. Do you know how long you're going to live? Nobody knows. So the Gemara makes a distinction whether you have to be choshesh, you're going to die. Lizman Kotzel, Lizman Och, the Gemara in a few places speaks about it. Do you have to worry about you're going to live? You have to assume you're going to live. No, so, a short time, you can assume you're going to be alive. A long time, you can't. You never know. So therefore, the Magnavam says if you can try to fast soon, it's better. It's better to try not to push off till the summer, till the winter. But if it needs to be, then it's okay. Habay said, to summarize what we learned this evening. Wow. Okay, we learned that a public fast cannot be swapped to another day that is more convenient. A private fast, you can swap. unless you said, I'm fasting on this specific day. But if you were vague, you can fast another day. We learned that if it's a semi-public fast and it's a bris or a siyum or any, so then you can break the fast on that day. We also learned that if a person is finding it very difficult to fast, he's allowed to redeem it with tzedakah. However much a person feels is up to his figure. We also learned that if a person can push it off for the winter days, the Mogen Avraham ever says that's only if he really needs to be, if he can fast early, that's better. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.